Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next off-season podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be doing something maybe a little bit different, maybe a little bit more familiar than some of the other stuff that we've been doing so far. We're going to rank some things. We're going to go over some of the top uses of a secret power in Big Brother. And in order to do this, I've brought on ranking aficionado Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
What's up, Taryn? You know, some people think it's arbitrary and reductive to do these kind of rankings, but we don't. We love our rankings, so we're here to rank some stuff from Big Brother.
Yes. So a secret power in Big Brother. Secret powers especially have been very prominent in the later seasons, the most recent seasons of the show, that some players, they obtain secret powers, and then they have the ability to either, you know, use them or not use them or whatever. But nobody knows that they have these powers, and you can either use them well or you can use them poorly. And so in this podcast, we want to go over who has used their secret power the best.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about some of these rankings, because these rankings, we went over them. Honestly, it's fun going down memory row and remembering all these different uses of these powers, and sometimes uses of powers in a bad way. And we won't necessarily go into those ones, but there are so many secret powers when you go back and remember each and every one of them that you're like, oh, dang, I forgot about that. How much that impacted the game. And to see these and list them all out in our favorite order, then, yeah, it's a trip going down memory lane for sure.
Yeah, I feel like when we thought of this idea, my initial thought was like, let's do best uses, because I prefer to be positive and not negative, and, you know, reward the good things. But as we went through the list of like powers, it's on honestly more often that these powers are used poorly. It's more often that people screw up the secret powers that they obtain than people use them well. So perhaps that one will be coming down at some point.
If people are interested.
It really was. It really was. What we're going to do, we have just a few ideas that we had in terms of like good uses of power. And we're just going to go through them, and then afterward we'll kind of try to rank them in order of which one was best and which one was worst. We'll try to find a top five overall as we go through here. And in terms of criteria, what I was looking for was like not just you had a power, you didn't screw it up. I was looking for a little more than just like the basic you used it exactly how you should have. I was looking for like who was really creative in terms of like being able to use a secret power in the game to advance themselves. You know, if you listen to my Vanessa Twin Twist podcast, then you know that I'm a big fan of, you know, people using twists in ways that they were not necessarily intended for. And, you know, unfortunately, the Twin Twist was not a secret power. Otherwise, Vanessa would probably be on this list.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard to determine what's a twist and what was a power, because yes, it seems pretty obvious, you know, this is a power, this is how it's used, but sometimes twists turn into powers. And so that was the hard thing to distinguish. And this is, we want something that is more of a power than a twist, and how it affects someone in a positive way in this game. So going through, it was very, very interesting to narrow it down.
Yes. So the first one that I want to bring up here was really one of the first ones that came to mind when I thought about like uses of a power, using it well, is, of course, it's really, I think, the first secret power that I can even remember being on the show. The first one ever introduced, which is the original coup d'etat on All Stars.
Yeah, the use with Boogie, for sure, one of the all-time best.
Yes. So Boogie won this secret power, you know, through a competition, a spool of lies.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. It gave him this secret power, the coup d'etat, that allowed him to usurp an HOA train and choose his own nominations. And the efficient use of this power is that he didn't use it. That's the good use here, that he was able to use the threat of the power to influence the HOH of Chicken George, and didn't actually have to use it himself to get what he wanted. And that is an efficient use of this power. Like, I think a lesser player would just have used the power and gotten what they wanted. Boogie didn't do that, which not only benefits him in the sense that it lets him keep the power, but it also means that he doesn't have to get the blood on his hands as much to have used it and you know, been the person to make it happen.
Well, and for sure, I feel like someone else would have used this power had it fallen to someone else in this house. But not just that, I feel like people are so eager to make a move and they want to make America happy. They were like, oh, okay, I got the power. I got to use it before it runs out, even if they don't need to, even if it's against their best interest. So the fact that Boogie was able to recognize, okay, I might not necessarily need to use this power, but I'm going to use this as an advantage to throw around and show to people and be like, okay, you know, I have this secret power though, or I have something in, you know, in my back pocket to use it against them if they needed to. And I think that was the best use of it that he could have done, since he didn't need to use it at all.
Yes. And so basically this allowed him to get Howie on the block during Chicken George's HOH reign. And he was able to say things like, basically he said to Chicken George, like, you know, there's a power out there. If somebody had this power, then they theoretically might be able to do something, mm-hmm. which would, you know, so if that's the case, then maybe you should do this so that the power doesn't come into play. And it worked. And, you know, if it was anybody but Chicken George, maybe this doesn't work out as well, but it was Chicken George and he was able to use it this way and it worked. And so it's a pretty good use of a power.
Oh, it was 100% the best use against the best person. Like, to be honest, that was a great cast. And to think that someone outside of Chicken George might fall for it, they might not, but it's very hard to see them actually falling for that. But the way that he used it against Chicken George to really insinuate, hey, someone might have this, wink, wink, it really influenced the way that that week went. So it was such a great use of it without actually having to use it. And like I said, so many people in that position, even nowadays, if they got a power like that and they knew it was going to expire, they'd be rushing to use it, even if it's not in their best interest. The fact that he held on to it, the fact that he used it to his advantage and leveraged it into something that he wanted, best use by far.
Yeah. All right. What do you have next? What's the next good use of a power?
All right. So the next great use of the power, let me see here. The luxury competition that Dan won in season 10, where he won the luxury competition, got to take a jury member to a private beach on a quote unquote date to really just wine and dine them and try to explain his game moves or explain why he did the things he did. He used this to take Michelle. And this was such an amazing power to use because it really influenced his ability to explain to her his game, explain to her why he made the moves he did, maybe throw some heat back on the other people. And then also, it allowed her to go back and tell the jury, oh, no, no, this is what was going on with Dan. This is, you know, this is why he did what he did. Maybe she did that. Maybe she didn't. We don't know because we weren't in the jury house. But that was definitely an option after this to be able to use this as some kind of leverage to get in the ears of other jury members and at least influence one vote that maybe he thought he wasn't sure he was getting. It was a massive, massive power. And the fact that he was able to win this in a luxury competition, we were talking about, Darren, there's no name for this power, but because it was in this luxury competition and it was the power to be able to take her out and be able to influence his jury vote, it was huge.
Yes, and it was also secret, and he was able to keep it a secret. And I think that, like, you know, this one was hard for me because, you know, he didn't necessarily use it in a creative way in the way that, you know, Boogie used the coup d'etat. But this is a power that is a little bit less straightforward than some others. You know, some powers are very, very straightforward. You have the power to overthrow an HOH or basically like remove someone from the game or remove their vote or whatever. And it's a very limited thing. This was a very open-ended power, right? He got the ability to talk with one member from the jury. And I think in the hands of a lot of other players, they choose the wrong jury member to go meet. They don't think I'm going to go meet the person I screwed over most so I can get yelled at. I think that there are unfortunately a lot of players that would be like, oh, let me go meet my friend on the jury and just like hang out with them. And then second, I think even if they do pick the right person, I think that in the hands of a lot of other players, they aren't able to use this to its maximum potential. They you know, can go and meet some person from the jury and they don't win them over. It just goes nowhere because, you know, I think that, it's not as easy as just saying, oh, you get to talk to the jury member. You get to, you know, win them over. Like, you have to actually manage to do it. And that's what he did. And, you know, I don't think this was even necessarily something that was a necessary component of his game. I think that he probably wins anyway. In fact, he probably still wins unanimously, regardless of this power or not. But it was still a very effective use of the power. He picked the right person. He landed the move very well, and he kept it a secret from everyone else, which is absolutely what he should have done because it would have given them a heads up that he was working on the jury, which he was.
And the fact that anyone could use this. So say someone nowadays won this, like the fact that they could get in there and possibly influence a crucial vote. Yes, it didn't matter in this situation. I agree with you. I still think Dan would have won unanimously. His game was that strong. But let's just say it's in the season that's maybe a one vote or two votes off. Like, this could be a massive, massive twist. Power that could really influence someone's game and take them to that next level. So although I don't feel it was as crucial as it could have been, and that's why I have it lower on my list, it was still a massive power that had massive gain to elevate their standing in the house and possibly, you know, taint some jury votes. Yeah, I don't want to use the word taint, but honestly, it could if he got in there, said the right things. Because then that jury vote could end up going and influencing other jury votes. You never know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next power that I wanted to talk about was in season 15. They introduced something called the MVP twist. And this allowed one player to secretly have the power to make a third nomination for the week. And the idea was that the viewers would vote for a player to win this power each week. So who I want to award this to is a little bit tricky because different people had this power theoretically. And I'm not even going to award it to any of the people that had it. Because, Alyssa had this power, almost every week. Every week that it was given to a player, Alyssa had this power. But she wasn't really the one that necessarily used it best. Basically what happened was, it got out that, that Alyssa was going to be winning this power every week. It became pretty obvious that this power is going to be given to Alyssa. She is the fan favorite. She is related to Rachel Riley. And that means that the audience is going to keep voting for Alyssa. And Amanda is the person more than anyone else that really feels like we can weaponize this. We can use the fact that Alyssa will always have a third person that she can nominate for eviction, and we can use it to basically take out our enemies. And this accomplished a couple of things. it helped get, you know, it helped get David out. It helped get Nick out. It helped overcome this sort of week two. Aaron wins the HOH and they're able to take out somebody who is ostensibly from Aaron's group. And in the process, pretty much destroys the any hope of the moving company having any kind of power in the game. But then also it has a little bit of an effect, sort of like Vanessa's twin twist, where she's able to sort of crystallize a group around this power. Hey guys, if we all work together, then we can all use this power together. And that is the structure that, that Amanda is going to have a decent amount of control over for a decent portion of the game. Before Andy, you know, usurps her. I do want to give credit to, you know, Helen and Andy, who were also a part of, you know, this group coming together, and the idea of, you know, using this as a weapon, but it really was Amanda pushing and beating the drum the hardest. And so I think Amanda's use of the MVP twist should be put on the list here.
Yeah, such a great use of a power that even though the power did not go to them, they knew a way to take this power. Okay, we're not getting it every week. The same person is like Big Brother Wiki should go back and change it to the Alyssa Riley power, because that's essentially what it was. It was every week she was getting it. So the fact that Amanda was able to recognize, okay, we're not winning this. Obviously, it's because her sister's Rachel Riley or something's up where America loves her. Let's take her, even though she's not in a group. She's not part of our group necessarily. She's, if anything, the lowest part of the group. Let's bring her in. Make her feel at home. Make her feel like she's part of this. Because guess what? Then she'll use the power for us. So, yes, we might not have the power, but we're using her to make the moves we want to make, and it doesn't ever throw the target on us. Such a great use of the power, and I don't think it gets enough credit out there. I think a lot of people think, oh, season 15, you know, like it has that connotation to it, but there was some excellent game moves in this game by Andy and by Amanda and by a few others where the fact that they were able to make some of the moves they made, like bring in Alyssa Riley and use this power to the advantage, huge, huge game moves that got them very far.
Mm-hmm. It's Alyssa Slater, though.
Oh, sorry, Alyssa Slater. Sorry, I always think Riley. Riley sisters.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still that, but yes. So yeah, that was a good one. Bobby, yes. What do you have next?
So for my next one, I wrote down Adam's secret assassin power. So this power was on Big Brother Canada 7, where they hid something in the house. There was like a secret room where they had the production had left like different clues. It was like almost like a little scavenger hunt that they set up in this room. And all season long, people were looking around trying to find stuff. Well, finally, towards the end of the season, Adam was in that room and discovered the, what was it? The, not flashlight, but it was the, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name right now. It was a light of some sort that he was able to use to find different codes. And it turned into this huge scavenger hunt thing where he eventually found a power called the Secret Assassin Power, which allowed him to nominate a third nominee for that week. This was such a massive, massive power because it allowed Adam to get out his main target, even though he wasn't in power, because he was able to use this to put Corey on the block and get her out of the house where she was eventually evicted from the house. Corey was in the back pocket of Anthony at this point. So to be able to get out one of his greatest alliance members, you know, secret weapon or someone on the side that he had as in his pocket, he was able to get rid of that so that no matter what, he was in front of Anthony being like, I'm with you. I'm the one, you know, the pretty boys are with you. We don't need to worry about Corey. This was a massive twist that very much so helped him get as far as he did.
Yeah. It was definitely an effective use. I think that, for me, this falls a little bit more in line of like, you know, the obvious move, you know. You know, he gets this power, he uses it to take out the right person for him at the time. You know, he gets out Corey. She was great at competitions, she was a threat to him. She was definitely under the spell of Anthony at the time, and so taking her out was good. I think that he could have been a little more secretive about it, but ultimately that doesn't matter, because I think actually taking credit for it helped him when it came to his chances of winning the game in the final two, which were pretty good. Had he gotten there, and so I think overall, like, he didn't screw it up. He did well to find it, he did well to take this person out, and you know, it's overall a good use, but I don't think it was necessarily anything, you know, above and beyond.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong, it wasn't anything absolutely crazy like we see with the coup d'etat, but it was more so the fact that it came at the right time to take out the right person, where it was the power that he needed. Maybe he necessarily didn't know it at the time, but he needed that, because otherwise Corey could have been coming for him at that point. I easily see a situation where Corey is going to be targeting him right away. So I think that this was the right move at the right time against the right person, and it all worked out. And it really, and he didn't really get any pressure afterwards about using it. So yes, Anthony was mad, but it was more so he came to realize, okay, maybe it was for the greater good. So this is why I have it as one of my top powers, because I just think it was the right time, the right place, the right person.
All right. The next one I want to talk about is from Big Brother 20, and that is the Bonus Life app that that Sam had, that she received in week one. But once again, you know, I'm all about the creative uses of power, whether or not you're the one that holds them. Tyler is going to get the credit for this one. Tyler's use of Sam's Bonus Life app, power app, is extraordinary here. He is the person who was able to bond with Sam. She confides in him that she has this power, and he uses the fact that she has a power to flip the vote in week one, where he was HOH, and he had two people on the block that he wanted Steve gone, but Sam was on the block also. He put her up on the block, and he's the one that she told about this power, and he wanted Sam to stay and for Steve to go. Steve was a little more aligned with the opposing side of the house. And so in order to make this happen, he lied about the power. He, you know, not necessarily directly, but he was able to go to Caitlin and say to her, look, something bad will happen if you don't vote Steve out. If you try to vote Sam out, something bad will happen and it will not work out. And Caitlin's like, what do you mean? This is freaking me out. He also had a good enough relationship with Caitlin at this point that she was, you know, willing to sort of buy in and trust what Tyler was saying. You know, this caused a bunch of chaos with you know, she eventually goes to Haley and Rockstar, and she's like, what's going on? Tyler told me that there might be something happening with the power. And there's enough confusion, enough chaos, that he actually manages to get Caitlin to vote out Steve, the person who she was like, he's like a father figure to me. She loves Steve, but she's willing to sort of take Tyler's word that she has to vote this way because of this mysterious power, which basically had nothing to do with Steve or anything like that. Like, it wouldn't have, it was a complete lie. But with the lie, with the threat of this mysterious power, he's able to flip that vote week one. And then with that, keep Caitlin and keep the influence that he has over her heading into week two when she wins. Not only that, but the fact that she has voted differently than the rest of her alliance helps separate her from that group and helps split them in a way that will continue to be done across the entire season and allow level six, the alliance that Tyler's a part of, to dominate most of the season here.
Yeah, and ironically enough, it ends up coming into fruition a few weeks later and helping Caitlin go and use that power since, well, almost. Not helping, but she got to play in at least the competition and give herself a chance. I mean, maybe at this point we can say, okay, maybe it wasn't worth her to get it because of what happened, but it did end up being to her benefit, giving her the opportunity to come back in the house and have the competition. Now, going back to the first week when Caitlin was able to switch sides and be like, okay, no, I need to do this. Tyler's right. I'm going to go with them. That was such a massive move because of the fact that if they don't do that, they don't have the numbers. Sam's gone, and who knows exactly what's going to happen. Like, does Sam come back from the competition? Does she struggle just like Caitlin did? And then also, where are the votes going to go from the rest of the season on? Do they have the votes to make moves? So this was actually a really, really big twist in the game because of the fact that Tyler was able to use his power to influence Caitlin. I think that there's a ripple effect that if this wasn't done on this week, the whole season might end up being a whole different season. We might see Faute run this thing. So such a huge move, such a great use of, once again, a power that wasn't his, but using it to his advantage. And little did Sam know, even though she didn't intend for this to happen, her telling Tyler was the best thing she could have done because it got her further in the game without having to use her power. So it was a great all around move.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right, Bobby, what's the next one for you?
What I'm going to do is the hacker competition. Hacker competition was such a massive, massive twist because of the fact that whoever won it, let me pull it up here. Whoever won it, they not only got to save someone from the block, they also got to nominate a replacement nominee. They got to pick a player to play in the POV, and then they got to block a vote when it came to the eviction night. Such a massive twist that I think is very underrated because it just everything it brought to this game really just influenced how the rest of the game was going to go. Level 6, because of this twist, really influenced everything that they were going to do from here on out. So in week six, Haley won the first hacker competition. We're not going to talk about hers because hers was kind of a train wreck, but let's go to the next week, week 7.
You could, if we were going to do a worst uses of a secret power, you might throw Haley in.
So week 7, we had Casey winning the hacker competition. So this is what she did. She was on the block herself, so she saved herself from the block. Then she nominated Rockstar to go on the block. Then picked Tyler to play in the veto competition, which Tyler ended up winning. And then in the vote time, blocked Fessy's vote from happening and was able to solidify what happens that week. So such a huge twist, such a massive, massive influence on how level 6 was going to play out for the rest of the season, getting out people that they really desperately needed to get out when they weren't in power, really, really hurting Faute. So I think this was a massive twist that just had huge ripple effects on the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a key moment in the game. It allows level 6 to maintain their power. There are a few moments here through Big Brother 20, like week 1, where Tyler's able to get, you know, Steve gone. And then Haley's HOH here, they're basically able to nullify it. And they're basically able to take out one of the other side's people on Haley HOH. And then they're going to follow it up by, taking out another person from that side on another person's from that side's HOH. But this one was done with a secret power that Casey used. Again, though, for me with this one, this was kind of the twist. Something that I think I'd like to look at in terms of like best use of a power is how powerful is the power to begin with. And this is an extraordinarily powerful power that Casey did use. And she used it effectively, but it was kind of the no brainer. Like she basically didn't screw it up. She used it correctly, but it's not that difficult to use it correctly when you're looking at a board. It's not like, you know, it's not like your personal skills, your social skills or anything like that have anything to do with it. It's mostly just like, okay, well, I'm going to take myself off. I'm going to put up the weakest person. I'm going to choose the strongest person from my side to compete. And then I hope that the competition plays out well. And then there you go. You know, that, it works out. And so, you know, it turned out to be very, impactful. And so, like, you know, I think we need to give credit for the fact that, it worked out and, she didn't screw it up, but, I'm not sure it's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think because of the amount of power it gave, it's hard not to at least include it because it was actually played correctly. Like we said earlier, it was hard going back and looking at all these powers because a lot of them, looking back at it now, were not used correctly. So to find the ones that were the best, I think that's why I include it in my list.
And then you do have to sort of account for the fact that through using this power, she ends up back on the block.
Yeah.
which wasn't necessarily the ideal spot for her. But again, it worked out. But again, like for me, like this to me was a little bit more strength of the power than strength of the play itself.
Yeah, it did end up being the fact that she was safe. She was the one who used the power on herself to take her off, but then to go back up. I mean, yes, that sucks. That was unfortunate, but they had the numbers. No matter what, she was guaranteed to stay. So the fact that they were able to block the vote and make certain changes, that's why I think it was a huge vote, because they were able to influence without having any power that week, being able to influence who goes home.
All right, so those are the ones that we have that we've decided to bring up here. So we want to rank these into a top five. We've talked about six uses of power so far, and that means that we need to first we need to cut one. One needs to drop off the list entirely, and then we'll rank the other five. So going through these, we have Mike Boogie in All-Stars using the coup d'etat. We have Dan in season 10 using the luxury competitions, meeting one of the jury members. We have in season 15, Amanda weaponizing the MVP twist. In season 20, we have Tyler using Sam's bonus life to flip the vote. We have in another one in season 20, Casey using the hacker twist to get rid of Rockstar. And then in Big Brother Canada 7, Adam using the secret assassin power to take out Corey. If we had to choose the weakest of these, what are your thoughts?
Honestly, looking at all these powers, they all were at least used correctly and used to the best of their ability to either influence the game or get them further in the game. And although they might not be played or used as they're supposed to, they were used in some way to help someone's game. I will say this, looking back at all the ones we talked about, I'm probably least highest on Adam's secret assassin power. I mean, yes, he was able to put up a third nominee, and it was very influential because of the fact that it was someone that could have been targeting him, and someone that wasn't in his back pocket, but in one of his alliance members' back pocket, and got her out at the right place, right time. It, to me, because it was only a third nominee, maybe it doesn't have as much weight as these other ones. So I would say if we're going to drop off one, that would be my top choice.
Yeah, I think I agree. You know, looking at Casey versus Adam as the two where it's mostly just like they didn't screw it up. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam, I think, had less points of potential failure, right? He had one choice, put Corey on the block. He got it. Whereas Casey could have screwed up in a couple of different ways. You know, if she chooses the wrong person to compete, if she chooses the wrong vote to nullify, not that that ended up mattering, but, you know, there were more points of failure here for Casey. And so I think overall Adams was a little bit easier to accomplish.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why it's definitely one that I would probably put in my sixth spot. But yeah, let's talk about the top five then.
All right. So for me, I do think that would mean that Casey here using the hacker twist would be number five. Again, it was such a straightforward thing to sort of basically there's two sides of the house. You're obviously going to take yourself off the block. You're going to choose your, you know, strongest ally to compete in the veto and choose, you know, the weakest person on the other side to be nominated so that they would have the smallest amount of opportunity to win the veto and take themselves off. And that allows you to take out one of the other teams, members. It's straightforward. She accomplished the goal, and I think that should be applauded. But in terms of like creativity or level of difficulty, I'm not sure that either one is necessarily very high.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. It was definitely something that was able to play itself out. Also, she didn't really use this power on her own. She was able to use her alliance members to help her. Oh, what should we do here? What should we do there? I prefer ones where people are able to do it on their own and really use the power to their sole advantage. That I prefer more. But the fact that she was able to use her alliance, get further in the game, used it correctly, I agree with you. I can have it in the five spot.
All right. So then I think for me, number four would probably be Dan with the luxury competition. I think, again, it's a situation where he used it well, in its with its intended purpose, and he did not screw it up, and he did very well in a spot where most other people, I think, would have failed to use it well, and so that's why I think it's above some of the others, like the Secret Assassin or the Hacker. But it still wasn't necessarily used in a completely new and unthought of way. It wasn't necessarily like anything too crazy, and it was a pretty, you know, powerful opportunity that he was just able to use to its maximum potential, rather than sort of going outside the box and using it in a different way. Not that he's not that kind of player in general, but with this specific twist, he mostly just used it to its maximum potential.
Yeah, great advantage for him. The only thing that holds him back is it really probably didn't influence anything. He was probably going to win. He was probably going to win unanimously. So, yes, it was a great power, and I'd love to see this kind of thing, you know, played out in a closer vote season. I say that, and then I'd be like, oh, well, then I don't want him influencing it. So it's kind of like you have your cake and eat it too. But I would have preferred if they were going to use this in a season with a tighter race, then I would have been interested to see what would have happened. But with this, it wasn't one that was a huge, huge influence, because I think he had the game in the bag. But yeah, it's still a very good way to use this power and to help influence not just that jury vote, future jury votes as well.
All right. So would you also put this at four, or do you have a different one that you'd put it for?
No, I put it at four. I agree with you. I don't think it was as much of a game influencer as the other ones that you listed.
Okay. Let's see if we can remain on the same page as we go through here then. For me, I think number three would be Mike Boogie with the coup d'etat. I think that he did use it in a somewhat creative way, and I think that's to be applauded. But just the sheer strength of this power is such that it makes it easy to play with. When you have the ability to completely usurp somebody's HOH, you know, threatening them with it is usually going to work out pretty well. He did go above and beyond, but I think just the sheer power of this twist allowed him to use it in this way that was very effective. It's you know, if I'm comparing it to the MVP twist or the bonus life twist, you know, neither of those were as powerful as the coup d'etat, and they were still used in very creative ways and very powerful ways. You know, if this is just like a bonus life twist, you know, is Boogie able to control the outcome of this HOH? Probably not, right? But it was still, I think, a very good use of the twist. Just I think you have to handicap it by the fact that you know, when you have something this powerful, it's obviously going to be used effectively.
And for me, I'm going to put the MVP twist here. For me, the fact that the America got to vote in this power, and that basically it was a popularity contest because someone's sister, you know, played before. I thought it was such a disadvantage to a lot of people in this house. But at the same token, the fact that Amanda and others were able to use this power and influence, you know, the person who got it and use them as someone that they can move forward with as the lowest part of their alliance, but use them to do their dirty work. Yes, I love that fact about it. But the fact that it was voted in, it wasn't something that they won or found. It just gave me the vibe that it wasn't something that the other two really were able to influence or use in a way that changed the aspects of the game. So for that reason, I'm going to put MVP there.
Okay. I would put MVP in the number two spot for me. I feel like the reason being, I think that... you know, they were able to use this twist. It's, you put up a third nominee, and that is very powerful. It really is. But it's not usurping an HOH necessarily. Mm-hmm. But they were able to use this and now it's a more long-term power. It has an effect every week, and that's going to give you an advantage as well. This is also very powerful, you know, if we're talking about the coup d'etat in comparison. But I think that they were able to use it, that Amanda in particular was able to really use it to not only impact the week, right? Not only impact that, Nick is going to go home instead of somebody else because we're using this power to put him on the block, but also to rally other people and to bond other people together and to create a structure in the house that allows Amanda to be in control of things. She's basically able to build out a group of people which is going to last a very long time, long past when the MVP twist is still in effect, right? You know, the MVP twist is over and that structure remains that she built on top of it. And I think that's really the impact here, that she was really able to make long-term lasting effects with the use of a power that wasn't even her own. She was just able to grab onto somebody else's power and use it to better her own game. And so for me, that's going to be a step above Boogie, who, you know, he had the power himself. It was a very powerful thing and he affected the outcome of 1 week, but much less long-term impact.
Yeah, I totally get that. And that's why I have Boogie's power, the coup d'etat, at number two. I think that I understand what you're saying. I just think that the fact that, one, if he did play it, it's a massive power in that game. And two, the fact that he didn't need to, the fact that he was able to leverage it, I just think that was such a great use of it when other people, like I said, would be so quick on the trigger to use it. And the fact that he recognized, I don't need to, but I'm going to use it to influence my position in this game. I think that was just such a commendable game move that I just couldn't knock it behind MVP, because to me, MVP, yes, it was great. Yes, it basically influenced the entire game and formed an alliance. It was just something that was just given, and I just didn't like that fact. And it was always given the same person. It just always rubbed me the wrong way. So I put the Boogie one at number two.
Well, it sounds like we are both on the same page about number one, and yeah, that is Tyler's use of the bonus life. For me, the impressiveness here of what he did comes from, not only is it not his power, but he is the one that Sam tells about the power. So he is the one that immediately is able to find out about it, having been the person that put Sam on the block, which is impressive in and of itself. But then he's able to use somebody else's power to influence the course of the game in a way that it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been effective in that way. This isn't Tyler with a power himself that can change the outcome of a vote. There actually was, I think it was the blood veto in Big Brother Canada 7, that allowed one player to basically choose the outcome of the vote, right? If Tyler had a blood veto that allowed him to choose the outcome of this vote and he chose for Sam to be safe and for Steve to go home, then this would be not on the list, right?
Yes.
It would be very straightforward. If this was Sam's power to choose the outcome of the vote and Tyler leveraged it to make it so that Sam didn't have to play the power and the vote went his way anyway, that would be on the list and it would be akin to what Boogie did. Using a power to affect using the threat of a power to make the impact of the power actually happen regardless. But it wasn't that power. It was something else entirely, something that wouldn't have impacted this vote, something that would not have sent Steve home no matter what. And he was able to use something that was completely irrelevant and lie about it and spin a story and make it cause enough confusion and chaos that he was able to get what he wanted wanted to have happen, regardless of what the power actually was, and with enough credence behind it that it made sense and that it, you know, worked. And so, basically, you know, being able to pull out his bag of tricks, you know, from Tony, you know, land, and make something happen here. I think that's so impressive and, worthy of being on the list here, being number one on the list here.
Isn't it funny that both are, well, my number one and number two are powers that weren't even used? Like,
yeah.
Like the fact that that just shows that how much we appreciate leverage with powers. You know, it's very much so understated, the fact that people are able to leverage these powers to the ability of influencing votes or influencing someone to switch over to their side. It's a massive, massive move in a game like this, where I think they're ranked so high in our heads because it really showed what kind of player that person is. It was able to show how the influence they had because of the fact that they might not have a power or need to use the power, but they can leverage this power and use it to their advantage. That's what I really appreciate, the gameplay that I love to see. So this is why I have it at number one. I just think that it was exactly what they needed. And I stated earlier, who knows where this game would have gone had right at the beginning this not happened. Had Sam not said anything to Tyler, had Tyler not pulled the right person in
Caitlin.
Thank you. Totally blanked on that. So had he not used this to bring in Caitlin, then this game might be Fauté's to lose. It might have influenced the entire way that this game is played. So I think it's just such a massive twist, power that was used at the right time against the right people to bring in Caitlin and make her a part of their side to get rid of Fauté. I think that, yes, it started with Steve, who wasn't really a member, but it was just a trickle down effect after that. So I think that's why you have to have it at number one.
Yeah. And I you know, something important to note about Big Brother 20 is that it's a season that Level 6 shouldn't have won. Mm-hmm. If you look at the, you know, competition outcomes here, you know, Tyler, he did have the first HOH, but was about to lose Sam, who wasn't a part of Level 6, but was ostensibly on Level 6's side, versus Steve, who was ostensibly on the Fauté side of things, followed by a Caitlin win, who was a Fauté member. If Tyler doesn't flip Caitlin during the vote for week one, then he has a lot less leverage to take out Swaggy via Caitlin in week two. If Caitlin takes out somebody like Winston in week two instead of Swaggy, then they've already lost one member. Then you look at the Haley HOH, then they've lost another extra member. If you look at the Fessy HOH, they've lost another extra member. They had already lost two. That means five of the six members would have been gone by week eight if they hadn't been able to flip these HOHs. And that's so huge. Between Tyler's first week, Caitlin in week two, Haley, in week seven with the hacker twist, Fessy in week eight with JC, that was the key to Level 6 winning this game.
Completely agree. I think that's why it has to be number one, because without this, it's a whole different game. They probably don't win. They probably go out, you know, really quickly. So it was a massive game changer. It influenced everything, and it was used. It wasn't some, you know, voting power or America's choice to influence the game. It was something that someone used as an advantage because they learned it from someone else and influenced the rest of the game with it.
America did vote for Sam to get the power app.
Yeah, but it was still not his power. It was something that he was able to influence that was someone else's power. It's not like the MVP. Well,
Amanda was able to use Alyssa's power. Alyssa was the one voted for.
You're absolutely right. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but what I'm thinking is, I just think because the way Tyler was able to use it and the effectiveness it had on the entire season, it's number one in my head.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about the fact that it was a one and done kind of thing. Tyler was able to get that information right away and use it right away. Whereas, you know, having a power that you get to use week to week is, you know, it's a much more powerful thing, and it's easier to use and manage, I think. So that's part of why I think we should go that way. But that is our list of the best uses of power, of a secret power in the game. We have at number one, Tyler's use of the bonus power. Number two, we have a bit of a tie here between Boogie and Amanda. Boogie with the use of the coup d'etat in All-Stars, and Amanda using the MVP twist in season 15. Then we have Dan Giesling's use of the luxury power in season 10 at number four. And then Casey's use of the hacker twist in season 20 at number five. I would like to point out that there were a couple of these that we did not include, one of which was Christie's use of the Diamond Power Veto in season 21. Ultimately, I didn't feel like it was right to include because, like, yes, you could say she didn't have to use it, and she was able to kind of get her way. But there are a couple of things. Like, A, it wasn't her idea to do that. B, her overall use of the power, I felt like, was a net negative. The way that was handled in her alliance, the way that it was dealt and talked about in her group, actually was kind of the thing that ultimately caused her downfall, because they trusted her less and it caused a lot of friction. And so this whole sort of play, this whole thing, I think, was ultimately left her in a worse position than she was in before. And so I think any credit you want to give her is kind of nullified by those mistakes. And then I also thought about bringing up James's care package power being used. It was a vote nullifier, and he used it to take out Zakiya in Big Brother 18 and really disrupt Polly's center of power. But I felt like this move could have been made without the power, and it wasn't really James's move on his own. It was more of a group thing. I don't think there was like really a single person that was necessarily behind the use of the power. It certainly made things easier, but it also wasn't like a showstopper by any means. So I thought about it, but I ultimately did not include that one.
Yeah, exactly. And another one that I want to throw out there is Tyler's cloud power. We didn't talk about it and we didn't bring it into this because it was never used. He never had to use it. However, the sheer power of this power, it's just phenomenal. Basically, 2 months of safety, can take himself off the block. For 2 months, you had that option. He had that in his back pocket. Like I said, never had to use it, never really leveraged it in a certain way that really was a game-changing move for him. So the fact that he had it but never used it, it just didn't crack the top six. Now, had he used it and it got out one of his targets, then yes, it would have been a massive twist, power. But I just think that because it didn't get used, there's no need to include it.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I needed to veto that one because the only thing Tyler ultimately uses that power for in the game was his goodbye message to Scotty when he was like, I had this power and I didn't use it. And then maybe like a little bit in his final two speech where he basically said the same thing, like, I had a power and I didn't even have to use it. But, you know, ultimately he did not get Scotty's vote. And it was not a particularly compelling argument to the jury. And so ultimately, I felt like kind of not the greatest use of the power overall. But that's what we have. So thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to hear more of these, you liked the rankings and you want to hear more rankings, especially of like these, you know, random things, we'll certainly do bigger rankings, of course. Please let me know. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can let people, you can let me know. You can also let other people know. That's fine. You can be like, hey, this is great. Check it out. Bobby, where can people find you?
At Goodspeed Bobby on Twitter. Come say hello. And we'd love to hear your feedback on this because we'd like to rank some more stuff in the future if possible. So thanks so much for having me, Taren. I appreciate it.
Yes. And you can find me on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, doing a lot of fun things there. So I'll be back next week with another off-season podcast. And in the meantime, do something fun. And I'll see you next time.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with... purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.